Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Okay, a couple of ones for you this morning. Firstly, these ones, if you're using almond butter or peanut butter or something like that in your house, store it upside down so it won't separate as much. You always have the oil at the top, having to do a good mix. Just put it upside down, a little bit like honey when you need the end of it. And actually, I'd never thought to do it before, but now I will. If you put something down temporarily, say it out loud. I put my phone on the dresser. This engages areas of the brain, particularly the language centres, which help your memory and make it less likely you'll forget where you put it.
Yeah.
So I won't need to use my watch all the time to set the alarm to go off to find my phone, which I have to do at least once a day.
You're going to look very odd, though, Laura, if you do that. Let's be honest.
Well, I talk to myself all the time anyway, as well, you know. So that's like saying to myself, I've put my phone on the dresser. That would not be remotely weird to me. Sure, I do it when I talk to myself when I'm running. I go, what do you... You look a bit silly now, running down the road, you know. Like, I talk to myself when I'm running.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean,
that's
for me...
Weird.
Yeah, no, I know, yeah. For the most reliable information on Amazon items, read the 3- and 4-star reviews. Interesting, because the people themselves, the companies and people connected have often put the 5-star reviews on, so they're not always to be believed. So that's an interesting one. If a recipe calls for onions and garlic, don't put the garlic into the pan until the onion is nearly translucent, because garlic cooks way faster than onions do, and if you throw them in at the same time, won't taste as good and the garlic will burn. So always onions first. If you bring something to someone's house that you don't want to forget, put your car keys with it, because you always need to bring these when you're leaving. If you have blood stain on your hands and you want to get rid of it, always use cold water, not hot, or on clothes, hot water sets the stain. So cold water for blood stains. And basic knife skills, learning how to chop things, can pay off in the long run. If you're looking to find out how to chop things the correct way to save yourself time, Basic Knife Skills 101 is where you have a look. It shows you the correct way to chop onions, carrots, potatoes and everything else. And if you want to chip something, you know the way sometimes you forget, you go to make homemade chips and you're like, how'd you cook the potato again? Mm. Well, I do anyway. Well, this can give you all the details you need. Basic Knife Skills 101. There you are. A couple of hacks for you this morning.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.